Zakta Mishnah weiter, last Mishnah, Mesechtes Sanhedrin, Perik Yud Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Hamisnabe b'shem avayda zara, someone who says nevu in the name of an avayda zara. Referring back to the list at the beginning of the Perik of the things one is chayiv chenek for. What does this mean? The Omer, he says, kach amra avayda zara, this is what the avayda zara said. And this would be true if Elokivin as a halacha, even if he was mechavin to the right halacha, he got it right. Letami as a tame, to state that something that is takatame is tame. Or letayer as a tar, and something that's tar, he says the avodah zarah says this is tar. And then we look up in the Rambam, we look up in Shulchan Aruch, and Ataka says that this is tame and this is tar. But it doesn't make a difference. This person is saying it b'shem the avodah zarah. Vayter zokta mishnah. We learned one of the things one is mechuyev chenek for is haba al eshes ish. Someone who's together with a married woman, Zakta Mishnah, Kimishin Nichmus El Rishus, Habal Nisuyin, once she enters the husband's Rishus for Nisuyin, the father gave her over to the Shluchim of the husband. Afal Pishalay Nivala, even though they weren't mamish together yet, but Habal Leo Reze Bechenek, someone was with her, he would be Chayiv Chenek. But if she was just an Arusa, meaning to say they only did the first part of marriage, she was Makadisha, but not the Nisuyin part of marriage yet, and she wasn't given over to the shluchim of the husband, then the chiyuv would be skila. Vayter says the Mishnah v'zayim bas kayin, witnesses, edim who testified falsely that the daughter of a kayin was mezana. They said two edim came and said the daughter of the kayin was mezana. Then along came another two edim and said, you were with us on that day in a different place. So these edim, as well as ubayaleha, the man who was mezana with her, are chayiv chenek. So the Mishnah explains, Shekol ha-zoymimim makdimin li-oysa misa. In all other cases of Edom zoymimim, the Edom zoymimim get the misa that they wanted to give on someone else. This is the exception. Chutz me-zoymimim bas-kayin. Even though, when these Edom came and they said this lie, that they saw this bas-kayin be mezana, had their Edis have been accepted, chas v'shalom, she would have gotten sreifa. But over here, they don't get sreifa. Here, they get chenek. The Mishnah concludes, Ubayala. In other words, the Batanura explains, it's a little bit tricky how to touch this last word. Take a look in the Batanura, you see the word Kloimer. You should know, whenever there's the word Kloimer in Rashi or in the Batanura, it means pay close attention. It's not easy to touch this word. So it means as follows. Here's another exception. Normally, in the case of Znus, the man and the woman both get the same Misa. Here, there's an exception to the rule where the man is Chayiv Chenek, and the Bas Kayin is Chayiv Sreifa. So in our Mishnah we learned, what does it mean? When you told me that Hamisnabe v'shem Avodah Zarah is Chayiv Chenek, it means this person says the Avodah Zarah said this is what you should do. And even though he's saying the right halacha, it doesn't make a difference. He's Chayiv Chenek. We said the halacha is a Baal Eshes Ish is Chayiv Chenek, and the Mishnah explained this means after they did the first part of Kiddushin, which is called Erusin, for example, he put the ring on her finger and said Ariyat Mekadeshes Li in front of two Edim. Later on comes the Nesuyin. But in this case, she was already given over to the shluchim of the husband who came to pick her up to bring her to her husband, even though he was never with her yet, but from this point on, she's chayiv chenek. And we also learned in the Mishnah, zaymei baskayin ubayalar chayiv chenek. What does this mean? So the Mishnah explains. Normally, edim zaymeim get the misa they were going to give to someone else. They try to put on someone else. Here's the exception. Even though these edim zaymeim try to say she should be chayiv sreifa, but they get chenek. And the other exception is normally in cases of Znus, both get the same Misa. Here, she gets Sreifa, she being the Baskayin, and he gets Chanak. Now, if you take out a Gemara, you will notice that the last Perik of Sanhedrin is actually Perik Chelek. After the Mishnah discusses the Dala Mises Bez, and the Mishnah discusses the Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Yoylem Haba. But in the Mishnayis, Elohim HaNachnokin is the last Perik. In the Yerushalmi also, if you look at the Yerushalmi, Elian and Achnokin is the last Perik. But some of the Mefarshim bring down B'Shem Rashi. Taisus Yomtev also brings it down B'Shem his Rebbe. I think that was the Maral, that the proper order is that Perik Chelek ought to have been the last Masechta in Sanhedrin. Either way, Hadron Lach Masechta Sanhedrin, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the schos to continue on with the Geshmak, to have the ability to chazal what we learned, and to learn further.